KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 73 degrees. A heat advisory will be in effect for the listening area beginning at 1 o'clock today and running until 8 p.m. Otherwise, we look for partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. The 2015 Cass County Fair got into full swing with the crowning of this year's King and Queen last night in front of the Memory Garden at the Cass County Community Center. A large crowd gathered to see 9 candidates vie for Queen and 2 candidates compete for King. 4 Queen candidates were chosen from the previous judging to be interviewed in front of the crowd. Those finalists were Haley Carlson, Alyssa Dean, Emily McDermott, and Tierney Southman. The 2 King candidates, Tyler Steele and Blake Miller, were also interviewed for final judging. After deliberations by the judges, Alyssa Dean was crowned the 2015 Cass County Fair Queen, and Tyler Steele was crowned King. Alyssa is the daughter of Tim and Carissa Dean and a member of the Cowpokes 4-H Club and Griswold FFA. Tyler is the son of Doug and Lynette Steele and a member of the Grant Guys and Gals 4-H Club and CAM FFA. Also receiving awards last night were Emily McDermott as the Fair Princess, Tierney Southman as Miss Congeniality, and Blake Miller as Prince and Mr. Congeniality. The remaining Queen candidates were Jessica Opperly, Katie Opperly, Mandy Backhouse, Sydney Steffen, and Brooklyn Whalert. Judging was done by Rona Herzberg and Shelley Vellman. Also part of the event was the induction of Mary Otmar into the Cass County 4-H Hall of Fame. She was lured to the event under the guise of helping the judge the King and Queen contest and was then surprised with the award. Mary's son Adam sweetened the surprise by flying in for the ceremony when she thought he was home in California. The Cass County Fair continues through Tuesday. Listen for live coverage every day here on KJAN. Well, police in Atlantic reported on Thursday the arrest on Wednesday of a local man on drug and other charges. 53-year-old Leif Eichelberger of Atlantic faces charges that include possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, interference with official acts, OWI first offense, and driving while license denied or revoked. Also arrested Wednesday in Atlantic was 54-year-old Jim Finley of Carson. Finley was charged with driving while barred, habitual offender. And Thursday morning, 38-year-old Jeremy Lang of Humboldt was arrested in Atlantic for OWI first offense. All 3 men were booked into the Cass County Jail. It's been a very busy July for the American Red Cross as the organization responded to 8 home fires last weekend alone. Red Cross Regional Executive Director Tammy Lee says grilling out is just one of the summertime activities that can lead to disaster.
If you're either too close to the house or, you know, thinking that the fire is out and it's not, maybe starting a fire when it's windy. And then there are the things that we should be cautious of inside year-round, you know, overloaded surface, putting things on electric.
Lee says the Red Cross typically responds to more storms in the summer, but this July they helped 101 people already as compared to 70 a year ago. She says many of those calls have been house fires, which are usually more of an issue in the colder months when furnaces and fireplaces are in use.
This time of year, this year, is just a particular reminder that we can have an uptick in home fires even in the middle of the summer.
Last weekend's fires were reported in Appanoose, Wapello, Cass, Floyd, Poweshiek, and Polk counties. Lee says anyone wishing to make a donation or volunteer with the Red Cross can visit redcross.org. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation say they will hold a public meeting on August the 4th to discuss the proposed bridge replacement on Iowa Highway 183 over Cobb Creek, and that's located 1/2 mile north of Harrison County Road F-20. Anyone interested is invited to attend the meeting between 4:30 and 6 p.m. at the Lus Hills State Forest Visitor Center in Pisgah. The meeting will be conducted using an open format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements. There will be no formal presentations made. The meeting space is accessible for persons with disabilities. However, if you require special accommodations, you're asked to notify the DOT by July the 29th. And for general information, you can contact Don Stevens, the Assistant District Engineer of the Iowa DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic. His number is 712-243-3355 or 800-249-4368. In our funeral announcements, Claudia Canuvin, age 90, of Coon Rapids, died July 16th at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A massive Christian burial service for Claudia Canuvin will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Bob Snell, age 72, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bob Snell will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Larry Staines, age 73, of Arnold's Park, died July 17th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial visitation for Larry Staines will be today from 1 until 4 o'clock with a brief service at 2 p.m. at the Turner Jeunesse Family Funeral Home in Spirit Lake. Roscoe Kenworthy, age 95, a native of Grant, died July the 7th. A memorial service for Roscoe Kenworthy will be today at 3 o'clock at the Country Club Christian Church Chapel in Kansas City, Missouri. Carl Knuter, age 74, of Wyota, died July 17th at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Carl Knuter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Troy Dean Shano, age 47, of Kenyon, Minnesota, and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Troy Shano will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Chalmers, age 89, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Villisca Good Samaritan Society. Graveside memorial services for Mary Chalmers will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Grant, Iowa Cemetery. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Marcella Sally Lucian, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Sally Lucian will be held on Monday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And Keith Butch Edwin Mortensen, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Butch Mortensen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.